Whoever said Jesus doesn't like wine, he does. Old is good, he says. The first reading that you heard from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians is really a song or a poem. The scholars, if you ever look at your scriptures, you might see this reading all in italics rather than just the regular font, because it's thought to have been a hymn the early Christians would have sung. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. He's revealing to us, St. Paul is in this, through this hymn, who Jesus truly is, that all things were created through him and for him. And why is that important, amongst other things? Because it's revealing that Jesus was there at the creation of the world, affirming what you and I all believe very deeply, that Jesus is God. And yet, what does it say? He made peace for us, reconciled all things by the blood of his cross. In other words, he had blood. You know, God doesn't have blood, but Jesus did. And so we understand from this hymn, from this writing of St. Paul, that Jesus is, as we all know, both God and man. God and man, that he suffered and died for us. This is something that we cannot easily wrap our minds around in one day or in a moment. To take this deeply into our hearts so that we don't fall into that trap of the Pharisees who are constantly bickering with Jesus. Why did John the Baptist's disciples fast and yours don't? And they're always trying to catch him. And we see God very powerfully revealing himself in the person of Jesus as he suffers, as he sheds his blood on the cross. And to open our hearts more and more to that reality, that he knows what he's doing and he can take care of us. He gives his very blood, his precious blood to us in this Holy Eucharist. He reveals his heart to us. And so let's prepare ourselves to receive him.